Many would laugh at the cartman on their way in or out of the supermarket. The man, the large, scary-looking man who would gather all of the shopping carts that the discourteous customers carelessly forgot to put back. Retrieving the carts, the one job that is often filled by the weirdos, the unsightly, the elderly who can still move, anyone the management doesn't want in the actual store. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, the cartman has his low-paying job of inconvenience. This one in particular would walk very loudly, twiddle his fingers, and talk to himself. "He must be autistic," one mother says to her children as the kids laugh at the voices that he makes to himself, probably for entertainment purposes, to make his horrible shift a little more enjoyable. First impressions, fleeting impressions, snap judgments so common to make such assumptions, on such a small amount of information, so easy to typecast the cartman. But they didn't know. How could they have known that this cartman could play his trombone like a virtuoso, that he had been a football star in high school, that he always made the honor roll, had a free ride to the college of his choice, which is probably more than that mother will ever be able to say about her giggling children? How could they have known that in previous times minds like his were Da Vinci, Newton, Einstein, applied properly to results and creations, and how could she know that she wasn't the only one to suppose his autism? That the school teachers and teacher aides made the label stick to him worse than glue? How could they know how many doors a label can close for you? Or how many doors close automatically, no label needed, for the different? He used to be in the produce aisle when old management like the Medici of Florence cared more about results than quirkiness, and that produce aisle had never been run better than when he was there. Until the new management took one look at him and moved him to his current post. A post where nature's gifts that inspired great minds to make this world a better place, great minds like Da Vinci, Newton, and Einstein, are even still in their pseudo-exile, picking up after the ignorant.